Hello.
Ray Herman,
Yes.
how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm good. So this is the Legal Beagle podcast, and
Great.
we are trying to give people a different way to experience what we do. So this was an idea that I came up with about a week ago, and I recorded my first episode, and you are episode number two. And I thought it'd be fun to interview you and just ask you some questions. The limit is 10 minutes because I figure after
Okay.
that people are going to stop listening. So we've got 10 minutes to do some Q&A, and then we'll hop off. So if you're ready, let's get started.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, tell me about you and a little bit about your background, not related to the firm. We'll get to that in a second.
My name's Ray Herman. Grew up in Arizona, and lived in Denver for a little bit. Currently, I reside in Louisville, Kentucky. Just a little bit about me. I am the firm manager, but not related to that. 28 years old, almost, I should say, in 20 days or 19 days. Just love to spend time with family and be outdoors. And when I'm not working, anything outdoors is what I love to do. I'm not doing things for Negrete and Associates.
What took you to Louisville, Kentucky?
My boyfriend, actually, he is a pilot for FedEx and also has a 2-year-old son. And his 2-year-old son recently moved back to Kentucky, and we wanted to be closer to him. So, because I do have the availability with my job at Negrete and Associates, I was able to take my job really wherever I went. And now we're here in Louisville and embracing Kentucky, which is great. It's a really beautiful state. The people here are nice. And being from Arizona, I always say that I think I get a green overload because the state is so green here, and I'm used to seeing just brown in Arizona. So it's
Yeah,
a nice change.
lots of desert landscape out here in Phoenix, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your role at Negrete and Associates. I know you said you're the firm manager. What does that entail? And tell me a little bit about what you do on a daily basis.
The firm manager, I'm just right now I oversee everything and how it kind of started. I make sure that client relations are kept up with, that the insurance companies are updated and fo they're following up with us and they're following up with providers, and then just kind of for all of our staff being a right hand man or woman, I guess, to everybody who's employed at Negrete and Associates, to make sure that things are running smoothly and things are getting in on time and that our clients are taken care of, because ultimately that's what we want, is our clients to be happy and know that they're getting taken care of and not falling through the cracks or just another number out there, that they're actually kind of like part of the family and they're up to date on their cases. So that's what I do, as well as overseeing or being recently, with you, Jonathan. We talk back and forth about plans for the firm and upcoming things, which is really exciting. So yeah, that's my role.
So I know you also wear a different hat for the firm, and this is one that's near and dear to your heart, which is
Yes.
the chair of our nonprofit initiative. And we recently just changed nonprofit organizations. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that is something that, not only am I very, proud of and passionate about. I know Negrete and Associates and everybody at the firm as well is we all have big hearts and want to give back to the community and make sure that, our community and those around us are taken care of as well, not just our clients or our own family and friends, but the community. And we originally started off with the Phoenix Rescue Mission, which is a great organization in Arizona that takes care of the homeless. And we got with their program, which is the Fill a Bag program. And we would, our clients would donate part of their settlement, and we would match that. And then at the end, we would take that money and purchase a bunch of food, fill it with bags, and then donate it to the Phoenix Rescue Mission. We've since now changed over, and we are now supporting St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital to help fight and cure childhood cancer. And I mean, they do so many other things besides just cancer. They're awesome. And right now, that's what same kind of ideas. Our clients have the ability to donate part of their settlement money, and then we'll match that and give back to St. Jude. And then also with that, I've taken on, I'm going to be running for St. Jude in the Arizona Rock and Roll Marathon in January 2019 to also raise money for the cause as well.
Are you going to run a full marathon?
Full marathon, yes. My first ever. I did the Rock and Roll Half Marathon 2 years ago, and which was life-changing for me because I am not a runner. I hate it. But it's kind of like, you know how they say tattoos are addicting? Running's kind of addicting, even if you don't like it. It's, I think that just adrenaline and the endorphins that get going, even if you don't like it, it makes you feel so good afterwards. But yeah, I did a half marathon, and now, which I got my sister into racing, and because she's competitive, and she's was a United States Marine. So she's like, if my little sister can do it, I know I can do it. And then we decided to do the full marathon for St. Jude's this coming 2019.
Wow. When do you have to start your training for that?
So I actually started training last week. Last Tuesday is when I started training for that, just to make sure that I am fully prepared. I didn't train as much as I should have probably for the half marathon. I trained, just not on a full program like most people do. And not being a runner, I definitely was like, for the full marathon, I think I need to start the training well in advance. So I started last Tuesday.
Wow. Well, that's going to be exciting to see you progress with your training, and definitely exciting to be there to root you on when you run the full marathon here in January of 2019, right?
Yep. 2019. Yeah.
So let me ask you a couple more questions about the firm and just get your take on a couple of things. These are things that may or may not pop into the heads of our clients, but I wanted to see what you think about this stuff. So I know that we're virtual, and you talked about that, and you work out of Louisville, Kentucky. What is the most challenging part to you about having a virtual firm?
I would say the most challenging part is the actual just interaction with, I'm a big people person. So being able to see, you know, our clients face to face and shake hands and they get to see us, you know, in real life is sometimes can be challenging because it's easy to get caught up or more stressed over the phone or through an email versus if you're face to face with a client. But I think we've all here at the firm have been able to handle that really well. We all are big people, people person. I can't even say it. I can't even talk today. And we are able to kind of relate to our clients through the phone and through email when a lot of people I think would find that too difficult to handle. So I think that's kind of the biggest challenge is making sure that everybody's happy and comfortable and know what's going on with their cases.
That's great. So we only have a little over a minute, and it's a hard stop at 10 minutes. So I want to ask you just one final question, and I'll kind of keep it to like a 30-second response. Let me ask this first really quick. When did you start with the firm? What year?
2015.
Where do you see yourself going with the firm? And I guess to piggyback on that, where do you see the firm going in the next 5 years?
With myself at the firm, you know, I started actually kind of lower. I was the client coordinator 3 years ago, and now I'm the firm manager. So I hope to continue to grow with the firm and be a part of it and watch us grow into something more than what we are now and have, you know, a lot of clients and be able to bring on more people to help everyone that we've been helping. So I definitely see in the next 5 years that just the firm expands a lot, and we're able to keep doing what we're doing and helping good people.
Great. Good. You kept it to 30 seconds. So with our final 10 seconds, I want to thank you, Array Herman, for joining us for our second episode of Legal Beagle. If you want to log in to the next episode. Hopefully we'll feature some more of our employees and then certainly some more legal topics as we move forward. So thank you again, Array. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Bye-bye.